no more. Ah, good morning, Putin. Good morning, Putin. And Happy New Year. And thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your ears with Good Morning, Putin. But as I want y'all all to know that this will be the last podcast for Good Morning, Putin. Tomorrow, you'll have a new one. So sign up, register. I'll be promoting it and everything this evening. So I thank you all. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. But it'll be a different format and all of that. But I'll still keep you laughing, crying, cracking jokes, thinking something to think about. But as we evolve, because that's what we're doing, we're evolving. 2020 was a year. I can't say it was bad for me. I got my saints. I got my saints. This is the first year in 3 years I got to chill with Oshun, Yemaya, Obatala, Shango, Gabo Sile, oh my God, Ogun, Ochosi, Alegua, Ori, you know what I'm saying, Arula. I got to chill with all of them under one roof. It's been 3 years. So 2020 was beautiful. I had COVID. Man, a lot of friends died. I moved. I was, you know, I was renting because at first she was my friend. I was renting because I was living in a shelter and I was like, I can't do this no more. So my good, good girlfriend said, hey, I rent a room. So I said, okay. So I was renting a room. And I have this, I can't speak for everyone else. I can speak for me. I have this belief that once I become, you know, your godmother or someone that's in charge of you, I can't live with you. Because I don't ever, I'm supposed to help you, not the other way around. And I understand what some of y'all are saying, so don't give me shade. Don't come for me. So I was renting a room for her. 2 years, which damn near 2 years. And I was very grateful. You know, I didn't think I was a bad renter. I, you know, did what I needed to do. I was hardly there. I traveled. And that's the reason why I took the room. But then when she said, I want you to be my godmother, I said, oh, got to change the game. So I found a place in upstate. In the mountains, which is beautiful. And I'm very grateful. I am very grateful. You know, I can't say that I had my ups and downs, my twists and turns. But at the end, it came out to be beautiful. I can't get mad. You know, I can't. I got dragged. I got tried to get humiliated. I assumed that he was a friend. But did not know that he was doing all these horrendous, horrendous acts to people right under my very nose. I assumed she was a friend and that we both loved this religion, Orisha. And come to find out she didn't have anything. So I did, you know. I got to go to Haiti where my family's originated from. I got to go there and I was very grateful. So I can't say that 2020 was bad. Gave me the blessing to see my beginning. To see where someone said, hey, you didn't complain. Oh, we put you through the mud. We dragged your ass. We did. I was on Synthetic Exposed because some lady wanted to, I don't know. And I, you know, dragged some girl was... floating my picture around and saying I took her man when in fact it was my godbrother and he's gay. So I just, I didn't speak to my daughter. I had a big falling out with my ex-husband. Come to find out, the very person that I was laying with, that I assumed that I can do second chances and that I just thought that he had my best interest at heart. Was dogging me out, man. Listen, 2020 taught me that stop saying who's a friend. I'ma still tell people I love them because love stands for lots of vital energy. I'm still always do that. What I'm not gonna do it just automatically invites you into my life and at my table, in my house, on my block. You got to earn that. You got to earn that. I'm not just going, oh, I love you. Come on in. Come on. You got knives and guns and bombs and pistols and shit ready to kill my cuckoo ass. No, 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 no. See, when y'all say, oh, I want all my doors open. Oh, I need my paths open. That happens. But when you open it up, you open it for the good and the bad. I got to learn to sift things out, vet people, see who's worthy to be on the block. Not just automatically, you get the golden ticket. No. You got to go through some trials. Shit, call me the Willy Wonka right now of spirituality, because you got to go through some shit before you sit on this block. No, you just don't want to go around the corner, go over there across the street to the other community. But when you come into Ocean's Village, you got to earn that. You just don't get a happy hat. And for all of y'all that did get in under the radar, trust and believe, we watching. We watching. We watching. Because 90 days, you're only on your second month. 90 days. 90 days. 90 days. Okay? And your access will be denied. I don't play. I don't play. So 2020 got me to see, even with family, because I tell people betrayal don't come from strangers. You're not going to allow no stranger to come up there and get in your business and dog you. No, betrayal comes from the very people you know and love. That's where betrayal comes from. So I am grateful for 2020. Y'all hear my tea, right? I got to have my morning tea. Betrayal comes from those that you love, those that have your very best interests at heart, supposedly. And then in the end, they don't give a fuck. They'll be the first ones to stab you in the throat and watch you bleed. Won't even give you a band-aid. And they hide the knife and say, I don't know what happened. Bitch, you stabbed me. You hurt me. Oh, I didn't recall. Yeah, okay. 2020 has taught me so many lessons. 2020 also taught me how people will kind of dog the person out that you should be learning from. You know, the ones that claim they all this and scared as shit. It also exposed where people lived one life on social media and on a whole new real life. You like, what the fuck? Yeah. Exposure, definitely. Removing walls and curtains and all of that. It's just, you know, I remember when we put out, because I it wasn't just me, you know, and people love credit, so when we exposed Mambo Yanza and one of the girls that I assumed was a friend, because I thought it was pertinent information. Here you are thinking this woman is crowned and y'all giving her money and she ain't got nothing. I'm talking about nothing, nothing. Put up on her page how we need to respect our elders and, you know, we need to watch what's coming and come is real and all of this. And I'm thinking this woman is very, you know, and I'm like, damn, why would she come? We gave proof. Like, it's not nothing. She, even the Gina, right, a.k.a. Mambo Yanza, a.k.a. she got a whole new name, put it out in her video that her husband was her godfather. Her husband was her hugon, was her tata. Like, he scratched her and did all that in the basement in one day. Well, goddamn. You know, she really is the definition of microwave religion. So I'm like, she even blatantly said it herself. This chick dogged us out. I'm talking about dogged us out. And I said, oh. But then come to find out, all that she posted about herself, she's just as crazy as cat shit. And I must say, I will say, because see, right is right, wrong is wrong. Karma don't lose the address. None of that. And dogged us out, put us on Front Street until they put up that video of her blatantly saying that all this stuff took place. right? Because Mambo Yanza herself said, she crowned me. She gave me the money to get crowned. I do drugs. You know, we drink and all that. And people that know me know that I don't drink. I don't. So she now looks disgusting. Before she was vibrant, I'm being honest. Before she was vibrant, she was nice. She was looking healthy. Now, oh my God. Oh my God. She looked like death walking on a stick. I ain't even gonna lie. It ain't nothing we did. Trust and believe that. We didn't. But I'm telling you, I saw her. I said, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Look like death walking on a stick. For real. For real. And you know what's so bad is you dragged us publicly, but privately you tried to apologize. So my god sister Janet blocked her. She was like, I'm not being bothered with that bitch. Blocked her. I'm not mad though. I'm not mad. I'm not mad because you publicly tried to humiliate us. And privately you tried to go through everyone to try to get close and talk to us. And now look at you. You look like you don't look like you looked before. You were looking beautiful. Now, I'm like, wow. But see, that's what happens when, on some real, no shade. You sat there and you promoted, you dogged out some good people that were really telling the truth. A mother paid for her daughter to get crowned. And you know how hard that is to find out that your daughter's not crowned? People lost their jobs. They lost their homes. They lost a lot of stuff believing in this lady. And here it is. You knew the truth. But yet and still. And then she thought, because a lot of people did. I will admit, I did it at one time too. Because you wanted that following and that fame. But I remember what my godfather said. He said, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice for following these people? And you know they're doing wrong. What are you willing to sacrifice? I love my crown too much. So I'm not willing to sacrifice anything. Not at all. Because what are you willing to sacrifice? And she sacrificed. Mind you, she's not initiated. But you sacrificed everything. So your views and everything else went kind of low because you promoted someone that was blatantly hurting people. Blatantly. This woman, no Ocha Gina, got 70 guy kids. So 70 people are walking around with nothing. Do they get help? Do they get their money, restitution? What do they get? Nothing. Nothing. And you promoted that. So to Risha, yes. Egon, yes. Everybody said, oh, I can't wait till they get it. But they really are. They really are. See, you want to see it publicly. And that's the part that human beings, people need to understand. If you see, I'll tell you what, the best lesson Angel taught me. There was this girl, right? And this girl was working on her, right? Working on her and stuff. And she had to feed the pot. And she wouldn't hold a chicken. She wouldn't do none of that. And Angel looked. And he said, you know, he stopped in mid. He said, what's the problem? What's wrong? And she was like, oh, my God, you know, what if she gets hurt or something? He said, you think your enemies care that you're suffering, that you're going through this? Do you think they care? He said, I want to ask you, do you think they care? And she was like, no. He said, so why should you? Then he took and escorted her out the room. No shade. Escorted her out the room. He said, here. He gave it to me. He said, we'll feed this pot and we're going to ask for blessings and all of that. He said, I'm not worried about her. And when she, you know, we went out, she was sitting there crying. He said, listen. He said, so you'll always know. Your enemies would not care. That's why they're your enemies. They don't care. They do not care. Their job is to destroy. You think they worry about, oh, Angel, I know I did bad, but I'm going. He said, and then the day that you start feeling bad for your enemies is the day that they won. I said, oh. He said, no, I'm not playing. He was telling me how Ibaye, his godfather, and them was having a misa. So two friends, right? Two friends. And Nevin and them can attest to this. Two friends came to the table. And she was like, he said, you came with someone. And she was like, yeah, my best friend. So, okay. And she was like, no. I trust her with my life. She's my friend. She would never do nothing to me. This is how on point I love good Misas. But this is how on point he was, Ibai. He told her, he said, while you was in the park burying your enemies, she was on the other side burying you. Because, see, she felt bad. Oh, my enemies, I'm going to do a little bit. But that chick that was with her, that's why I said betrayal doesn't come from a stranger. It comes from the very people that you are around. So you have to know who's in your team, who's in your corner. And the day you feel sorry for your enemies is the day that you might as well stab your own self, for real. So people want to see Candelo and all of them suffer. They want to see. But see, human nature, you will be like, oh, my God, I feel bad. And right when you do that, you defeated yourself. So at the end, like I said, this sister looks like walking death. She do. And I'm like, wow. But you helped in destroying people because you knew better and you still didn't say nothing. But publicly, you want to embarrass people. Privately, you want to say sorry. That's crazy. And then also, you know, because it's a new year, it's January 1st, you know, I want people to know that I don't have no riff or beef with no one. I don't. You know, there was this crazy dude that was doing some retarded stuff. I removed myself from the equation. And then he popped up all over the goddamn place. And all I did was laugh. But I don't have no qualms with no one. I know how to remove myself. But at the end, I put up. I had Imani's, Dada Alatenge's, company for 22 years now. And then I started evolving. I had Four Corners of Light. It's in mother's hands now. You know what I'm saying? Art Lab, A Rising Tide, Lafour Boats. You know what I'm saying? Love Supplies Botanica, Ocean's Village. Like, I have these things, these companies, Get Mugged. You know, and then I have the two shows. And let me tell you, trust me, I know I already heard of the shade. Oh, she thinks she's important. Oh, my goodness. If I wasn't as important, I wouldn't have a following. Somebody want to hear me. Because I don't do it for me. I don't do it for loves and likes. I don't. I do it because people love learning. I love learning. And not everybody was born into this. I know I wasn't. So I'm going to share what I know. I'm going to promote those people that are helping in the community and uplifting. I'm going to do all of that. Yes, I love help. I love when people do it. There's no hateration and all of that. Hell no. We're all doing the same thing. One community, one love, one heart, one soul, one mind. You may reach people that I may never see. As long as it's out there. Because if it was been out there before, like it should have been, 17 women, really 18, wouldn't have went through all of these things. 70 people wouldn't walk around thinking they have crowns and they don't. You know what I'm saying? If people would have spoke up instead of that number one saying, not in my LA, not in my house, no. Or when people get in their house, don't say nothing. I don't want a war. What war? So it's okay to have the rapists in the village? Because he ain't raping your house? Well, eventually he will. And if you don't get these people some kind of therapy, guess what they're going to do? The victims soon become the abusers. So be careful. I recommend everyone gets therapy. Anyone that went through anything traumatic, get some therapy. Get some therapy. Work on you. Self-love is real. Self-love is real. And I love it. I love it. But as y'all know, Good Morning Putin will be. This will be the last one. I love you. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I made it. Thank you, Putins. I appreciate each and every one of you. As always, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Thank you, y'all. This is Bobby Ann's baby girl saying, Good Morning Putin. It's the last podcast.